One well showed levels more than 57 times the state's recommended enforcement standard. Johnson Controls International, or JCI, provided results for a preliminary sampling of 61 private drinking water wells near fields where contaminated sewage sludge had been spread. The majority of the wells sampled had little or no detectable PFAS contamination. The DNR's Christine Haig says the cause of the elevated levels in the three wells is not yet known.
The DNR is waiting for the laboratory results and that preliminary analysis by JCI of that cause and significance of that contaminant concentration.
In an update on its website, Tyco Fire Products, part of Johnson Controls, said only one well exceeded federal health advisory levels for the chemical, calling that finding an anomaly. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.